Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones has been with us for a while, and he always does an awesome job, and I know today he will do no less. I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Jones, you are on the air. My sincerest apologies, everyone. Unfortunately, Brother Jones is not able to be with us on this morning, so words of encouragement will be given by Brother Willie Bradshaw. Yet I ask you to stop whatever it is you are doing, to find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere on this cold day, regardless of where you might be. We're still going to rejoice, and we are going to be glad in it. Some of you may be snowed in. Some of you may be temperatured in. But whatever it is, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it, and we're going to do all that we possibly can to make sure that we show gratitude to the Lord for awakening us this morning. Good morning, everybody, everywhere, regardless of where you might be. On this coming Lord's Day, we're going to be meeting together in a building and looking forward to that. And boy, we're just going to sing. Been a long while since we was able to get together to sing songs. But I want you, the next time that you're in church or looking at your songbook, read those words and look at those words. They are so, not only are they beautiful, but they're so meaningful. And you'd be surprised if you've been a year or two or something before you listen to a song, depending on what stage your life is at this particular time, then go back and look at some of those songs. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you to do that with the Bible. I'm going to let you know that the Bible will read just a little bit different. Not that it's going to contradict itself, but the Bible's going to read just a little bit different than it was when you was 21 years old and now you're 41. It's going to mean something different. It's going to take on a different light. As I said before, the Word of God has not changed, but between the age of 21 and 41, your life has changed, and the Bible is going to take on a whole different look and a different meaning to you. So read your Bibles every once in a while. Just pick them up and dust them off and blow a little dust off on them and just open up and read your Bible. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 19 through 20, he says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your hearts unto the Lord, giving thanks always for all the things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. And of course, our mamas and our daddies and our you probably got some relatives who always had a song in their heart. Every time you see them, you hear them in the kitchen or out working on the car or whatever it might be, they'll always be singing. In the book of James chapter 5 and verse number 13, he says, any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any among you merry, let him sing psalm. He says, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them come and pray for you and anoint them with all in the name of Jesus Christ. And so we just have several passages. Matter of fact, I'm thinking that the word singing in the Bible is probably mentioned like 88 times, almost 100 times, to sing songs. During this pandemic, I know one thing that has happened to us is that we have sort of, some people have been discouraged. Some people have been down and out. And some people they need their faith restored. One of the songs we used to sing in the Bible was, restore my soul. Restore my spirit, Lord, I need restored. My heart is weary, please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more strength from your word. Renew my love, build my faith, oh, restore my soul. Restore, revive the fire, Lord, deep in my soul. Master my desire to work in your fold. Light in my heart, dear God, your zeal grows cold. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul. Renew my courage, Lord, it needs restored. My cup is empty, refill it, dear Lord. Replace all doubts and fears with faith so bold. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul. That's one of the beautiful songs that we used to sing when we were worshiping this coming Lord's Day. We're just going to sing. Another beautiful song we used to sing was that, as a deer pants for the water, so my soul long after you. As a deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's fire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. And I long to worship you. And I long to worship you. During this pandemic, some of us have got a bit discouraged. Some of us have lost faith. As a matter of fact, some of us have really jumped the ship. But I want you to know that there is a rainbow in the clouds. We always say that there's a light, there's always a silver lining behind the cloud. There is a rainbow in the cloud. As I journey here midst the toils and tears, there's a rainbow in the clouds. He will safely lead, I must have no fear. There's a rainbow in the clouds. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow in the clouds. When life's race is run and the victory is won, there's a rainbow in the clouds. When the way seems dark and the night grows long, there's a rainbow in the clouds. When my way grows drear and no friend seems near, there's a rainbow in the clouds. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow in the clouds. When life's race is run and the victory's won, there's a rainbow in the clouds. When the storms all pass, come a brighter day, there's a rainbow in the clouds. In that city fair, there's a crown to wear, there's a rainbow in the clouds. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow in the clouds. When life's race is run and the victory is won, there's a rainbow in the clouds. There's a rainbow in the clouds. The rainbow in the clouds. When life's race is run and the victory is won, the rainbow in the clouds. Very beautiful psalm, one that will certainly encourage us along the way. And of course, at the end of this life and at the end of our journey, we always want to be ready to meet him. We always want to be ready to meet him. You may have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all your riches that this world can hold, but I'd rather have my Savior and with him stand, for I want to be ready in the glory land. Father, we thank thee for this day. We thank you for watching over us as we slept and slumbered during the night as if we was in the form of death. But you've allowed our eyes to open up this morning to see a new day, a day that we've never seen before. Let us be as positive and let us be a blessing to somebody on today. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And I really do hope that you have a super duper week.